Hello, no BS. This is Coach Dina. You are at the figuring out your next best weight loss decision call. It's going to be a great call. I have Coach Ashley in the chat. She's here with you and she's also in the Q&A. So if you have any questions, pop them in the Q&A because it's easier to read. You can do it in the chat too, but it may scroll by because we a chatty bunch. I'm Coach Dina. Nice to meet you. If we haven't met before, I am a coach here in No BS. I'm so excited for this call. We're going to be talking about, aloha Bernadette, 1% level ups. Make sure that your chat is set to everyone so that everyone can see your chat. And my 1% level up is that I have Coach Ashley on the call here with you in the chat and in the Q&A. She's amazing. My other 1% level up is that I have Coach Lizzie. Do you all know Coach Lizzie? What? No? Well, let me introduce you to Coach Lizzie. She is one of the newest coaches on the team. And I'm so excited for you to meet her because to know her is to love her. And here she is. She's coming.
Hello, Coach Dina and Coach Ashley and everyone here on this call. What a gift and an honor to be here. I'm so excited for 1% level ups. The best.
Yeah. Are you going to sing a little Billy Joe for us?
Well,
tell us a little bit about yourself other than the Billy Joel skills. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hi, everyone. I am Coach Lizzie. I spend time in Ask Coaches, a little bit in Facebook, and also I do private coaching. I love private coaching. Had a bunch of calls today. They were so good. Just finished dinner with my family. We go around the table and we're like, what was your favorite part of the day? I was like, me, pick me. My favorite part of the day was my coaching calls. And they're like, yeah, we know. Thanks. Time. So yeah, I've been.
So you said family. Tell us about your family and where you are.
I am in Jacksonville, Florida. I am married to an amazing man. He is former military, spent 20 years in the Navy. So we moved here, there, and everywhere. And he is now retired. And he went from helicopter pilot to data scientist. So he's like half cool dude, half super nerd. All mine. That's how we roll. And we have two kids, 16 and 14, a son and a daughter. And it's a happy chaos.
And you're a no BS coach.
And I'm a no BS coach. Been weight loss coaching since 2020. Also life coaching since then. And that was around the time that I found Corinne. She changed my life with just the four N's. I love the four N's. Really.
Yes.
Mm. And so, yeah, here I am. I'm still pinching myself that I get to be on this team. Like, really? Is this real? This is so good.
Yeah, for sure. It's real. Yeah. And tonight we're going to be digging into the deep dive assessment, which is it's the worksheet that's from the monthly challenge. And Coach Ashley, I don't know if she's gonna put a copy in the chat because that's what she do. Mm-hmm. And she's amazing. And we're going to help you out with it's page 3 on the worksheet. So if you haven't worked on it, this is a great opportunity to do that. If you have worked on it and you need a little help, Coach Lizzie and I are here to help you. So, you know, we're going to talk about level ups a little bit, and then we're going to help you like prepare to raise your hand and come chat with us, whether it's like, I'm not really sure about this level up, or if it's like, I have no idea, help, or anything, or if you want to share, like, I nailed this level up and I want to share with the world because it is amazing. So Coach Ashley has put the link to the worksheet that you can take a look at. Open it up, check it out, go through that, specifically page 3, so that we can talk about level ups. And like I said, Coach Lizzie and I talked about, okay, we could sit here for a good 15 minutes and tell you guys our ideas about level ups. But if you have checked out the Facebook group, you guys are doing a great job of thinking of level up. So why do that? Like, you guys are doing a great job. We can give you the fish, or we can show you how to fish. So we identified 2 characteristics that make a great level up. The 2 are, they're clear and they're doable. So let's chat. Lizzie, I know that we talked today about, you know, how do we define making it clear? And Corinne did a great job yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you see that call, yesterday's call?
Yeah, I watched the replay of it and I was like,
they don't know that we can watch the replay.
But the specific part you're talking about was Corinne was like, you know, imagine you're talking to, you know, Ricky Bobby or really any Will Ferrell character. And then she went like full throttle. She's like, imagine it's Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. Like he is there like shitter's full. You know, and you're like, this guy does not understand, you know, my level up is that I'm going to feel my doable hunger. He's like, what does that mean? So yeah, if you could explain to Cousin Eddie exactly, like, I'm going to leave 2 bites on my plate, he would get it.
Yeah. If he gets it, we're good. Like that's being clear. And today we also talked about what else does that mean? Right. Like making it clear. And Lizzie shared a story with me about understanding your own thoughts. Because sometimes we think we're being clear with ourselves and it's like, still not clear. So share with the members what you shared with me about that concept of understanding your own thoughts.
Sure. So I guess as I was thinking about this, like not all 1% level ups are created equal. And what I mean by that is like some things are easier to level up than others. So for example, when I was really working on losing weight, I loved trail mix and, you know, the peanuts and the M&Ms and the raisins, like the sweet and the salt together, but I decided, all right, that's probably a level up. And I said, like, I'm going to stop buying that at the grocery store. And it was a little bit uncomfortable to walk past that aisle and be like, no, not today, my dear trail mix, my love. But yeah, like it wasn't that hard. However, something that has been hard for me is wine. And I've had quite a relationship with wine over time. And I realized that some habits are harder when they have more emotional emotions attached to it. So I grew up in a household where, you know, it was very common for like, dad gets home from work, mom and dad have a cocktail, they watch the news, and this is the time where we visit, and then there's a couple glasses of wine at dinner. And so I grew up expecting that was normal. And also I have a great relationship with my dad. And so that time over the cocktail was like time that I get to be with dad. And then obviously, as I grew older, when I was old enough to drink, that's like, I get to share this with dad. And so it has an emotional attachment for me. And fast forward some years, as I mentioned, my husband was in the military. It's a lonely time. I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old and I'm like, hard. And a glass of wine was really my go-to. And so I had times where I was like, this has more power over me than I'm okay with. This is scary. And I also had times like, maybe I'm just broken. Like it's just something defunct with me that it's always going to be a problem. And it was Corinne who helped me realize, hey, this is normal. Number one is your brain, like just doing what brains do. It's a habit. And also there's some emotion attached to it. And so I went through the various iterations of 1% level ups. I was like, I'm only going to drink on weekends. Yeah, that didn't work well. That was not. Mm-mm. And so I had the rules, like the diet mentality, like this is the rule. And then I broke the rule and was like, I suck. And all of the shame around it and so forth. And I've had all kinds of different levels of what I thought were 1% level ups, but they were actually like 30% level ups. Yeah. And so over time, I realized that not only my habit brain, but my kind of like subconscious survival brain is very attached to this habit because of the emotion attached to it. It is like a representation of kind of connection with my family. And so I realized that I need to create safety around it. And so my 1% level up over time has become not necessarily the amount that changed, but I, instead of wanting to like get over it and be like, this is no longer a problem for me, I wanted to get better at sitting in the discomfort of I want it and I'm not having it and I'm okay. And so what I practice, this is literally my 1% level up, everybody. In the morning when I meditate, I practice thinking about, okay, at 5 o'clock tonight, okay, really like more like 4:48 tonight, I'm going to want a glass of wine. I know this. I expect this because my habit brain has learned this. And so I'm going to visualize what is it like for my brain to say, it's time, and for me to say, I love you and it's okay. I'm just fine. I'm leaning into this feeling. I'm allowing the discomfort. And there's a quote out there that says, like, don't wish you were easier, wish you were better. And when I first heard that, I was like, oh, that feels a little judgy. Yeah. But it actually, it really resonates. It's like, don't wish that it were easier. Yeah. Wish that you were able to handle the discomfort and be like, I am okay.
And that can be applied to every urge, right?
Yeah.
And everything that we work on with No BS, like, that's a great quote and a great sentiment, because yeah, that totally makes sense. And so you had to come to the understanding that what a 1% level up looked for you. Like, you had to get that clear.
Yeah.
I love it. Instead of, you know, what I heard in your story too, is that there was a lot of shoulds in your level up, right? Like, I should be able to do this. This should be the thing that I level up with. And it's like, okay, wait, what's the level up for me today, right now? And what is a level up? A 1%, right? We always want to do the 50%, the 70% level up, right? The should level up.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Yes. So making it clear and understanding your thoughts. And a way to do that too is that it's measurable. Like, I can measure. And I saw you in your story how you were trying to do that. Like, okay, only on weekends. Like, mm-hmm. We're going to try this, or, you know, so that's good. But that's a good step, right? To make it clear for Cousin Eddie. Make it measurable. And when you do that, even notice our worksheet, right? It's a weekly assessment. So that's great. Like, within this week, what is a 1% level up for me? And that way I can track it and I can really see data. Like, there's a real data point there that I can track, and a reason to track. Like, us coaches, we know, members, y'all know that a reason to track is so that you can celebrate, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Dina, I was thinking about, like, making it measurable is, you know, we think like, okay, I'm only going to drink on weekends, or, you know, I want to go for a walk sometime this week. And it can help to get even more specific of like, okay, I want to level up 1%. I'm currently, you know, not walking at all, not doing any movement. So a 1% level up is not, I'm going to walk 5 days this week. It's more, I'm going to walk to the mailbox. Mm-hmm. That's a 1% level up. But then with the specificness of it is, okay, what day?
Right.
Is Tuesday better than Wednesday? Like, what do you have meetings, et cetera? Like, when is a good time? And I was talking to a private client about this the other day, and she was the first week, she was like, I'm going to walk more. And it didn't happen. It's like, okay, let's look at your calendar. When are you going to walk more? And as soon as she scheduled it to coincide with her lunch break and so forth, then it happened. And so being that specific of like, when is it going to happen? What day? What time? How am I going to celebrate? Those specific things are really valuable.
Yeah. And it's always like, ooh, I'm going to set this measure so when I fail, I can really, like, really beat myself up. No, like when I say I'm going to do two times, when I get those two times, when I get that one time, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm halfway there. Look at me. Woo! And then when I get my two times, then, you know, as Coach MJ would say, that's when you cue up the mariachi band, right? We're going to go for it.
Can I say a little bit more about the feeling of, like, you know, I did it one time versus two times?
Yeah.
So often when we set ourselves a goal that's a, you know, 30% level up instead of a 1% level up, is we don't allow ourselves to feel good about the progress we made. So if I made a goal to walk 5 days this week, but I walk three, it's like, I feel like crap. I'm like, ugh, I failed. Right. I didn't allow myself to feel progress for those 3 days a week. Those 3 days I walked. But if I made myself a goal to walk for 1 day or 2 days and I walk 3 days, it's like, oh, I'm totally winning. Here's a fun fact about the brain, is that we are motivated not by achieving the goal, but by feeling like we're making progress towards the goal.
Right.
Hear me when I say this. Progress, the feeling good about making progress, is the fuel that fuels motivation. So if you want to feel motivated, allow yourself to feel progress.
Right.
How do you feel progress? You lower the bar to success. Make it easy to like step over that broomstick as opposed to like high jump the 7-foot jump.
Right.
Feel progress.
And I love that, you know, we're humans. So Corinne often talks about the hedonic conditioning, right? Like that's humans. We like and we do things that we like. We avoid things that we feel are hard. That's part of our survival, right? Like the old school comedy, you know, fire bad, right? Soup good, or I forget what it is. Why do I have these references in my head? But anyway, yeah, we will avoid things that we don't like because that's part of our to survive. That's part of our humanness. And we will go towards things we like. Mm-hmm. So let's show ourselves what we like. I think we forget that part. So it's, I always tell my clients, like, we're not celebrating because we're toddlers. Like, yay, Dina, she did something great. Like, oh, pat my back, right? It's not that. It's we are really showing our minds, yeah, let's keep doing that. That was awesome. I'm going to want to do that. Notice how we do that with chocolate chip cookies, like naturally, right? Like, how do we talk about chocolate chip cookies? Do we talk about them like they're bad? No, like we always remember, like they're so melty and chocolatey, and you know, like we sex them up, right? That's what we want to do with the things that we want to do, right? Like, what I took a walk, look at me. And so many times it's odd for us to do that, but it's yeah, because we don't practice doing that. So let's get into that practice. It's scientifically based. Tell yourself that, like, I'm doing this for science. Okay, so the third way to make it clear is to make the goal relevant, right, to yourself. So if I want to work on, let's just say, my self-esteem, it may sound like a great idea that I'm going to journal about how I can become a better person. That sounds like, oh, okay, yeah, that's relevant to my goal, is it? Let's dig in, right? What if we did that? Notice how it sounds like it would be helpful, but there's like low level judging in there, right? Because a better idea to journal is, how am I like amazing right now? Like, not how am I going to get better? Cause that like just allows like, I always say to my clients, parentheses, I suck right now, right? And it's like, okay, if I want to work on my self-esteem, let's just sidestep that and let's get really clear, really relevant to my goal. So I'm going to list like how I am amazing today, right now, not what I want to be, how I want to change. That's the goal, right? That's not the goal. Like the goal is you're working on your self-esteem. You have any thoughts on that, Lizzie?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a great book by a Harvard fancy pants guy named Sean Acor. And it's called The Happiness Advantage. And he talks about the goals that we set for ourselves often in our achievement-based society are sort of like chasing the horizon. That yeah. It's always out there. I'll be happy when I lose weight. But our brains are really good at what we practice. And mm-hmm. when we say, I'll be happy when I lose weight, or I'll be happy when I have self-esteem, we practice, but I'm not happy now. That's what our brain, yeah, parentheses, I suck. That's what our brains practice. And so when we get to the goal weight, when we get to the self-esteem, whatever it is, our brains don't know how to be like, okay, here I am. I'm happy. They're like, no, now the goalpost has moved. The horizon is still out there. And so what is so fascinating about the example of, I want to work on my self-esteem or I want to lose weight, is ask yourself, what is it that I think I will feel when I achieve this goal? What is it that weight loss will help me feel? I'll feel confident. I'll feel empowered. I'll feel like I can participate in my life finally.
Accomplished. Yeah.
Accomplished. Yes. And so what Dina is talking about is like, okay, instead of pushing that on the other side of a goalpost, where can you look for evidence of that feeling, even in the teeniest, tiny ways in your life today? So if weight loss is going to make me feel confident, where is a teeny, tiny way that I feel confident today? Maybe I feel confident at work. Maybe I feel confident making myself a cup of coffee or brushing my teeth, you know, like it's okay. Like the littlest, tiniest bits of evidence, but whatever you're looking for, you'll find it.
Yeah.
So be for sure. Really careful what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that was, you know, the two characteristics, make it clear, make it doable. So that was clear, and we could go on and on, but we won't. And so now make it doable. This is why we emphasize the 1%, right? We don't say, all right, guys, we got to do level ups, chop, chop. Let's do some 50% level ups, right? Like, why? You know, Corinne is a go-getter. Why do you think that she has thought and shared with us to encourage us to do 1% level ups? Mind blown, right? So it's because it's doable. We want doable. Why? You know, I always tell my clients, we have a society filled of go big or go home. The problem with that is we go home, right? Like if when we don't go big, because it's not doable. Yeah, it's very easy to be like, all right, well, I guess I'll go home now because, again, I suck, right? Like, I can't do this. It's not happening. So that's why it's important to make it doable. And we'll start with 1%. Do you want to talk about, Lizzie, like how it invites motivation, right? When you make it doable instead of defeat.
So much. So I loved how you said, like, go big or go home. So when we go big, that does a couple of things in our brain. So as Corinne has explained before, like our survival brain evolved back in caveman days. And in caveman days, like any kind of change was like red alert, fire alarms. This is bad. This is bad. And go big is a big change. And so the subconscious mind views big changes as a threat. And the subconscious mind is actively trying to get back to quote unquote normal, whatever is familiar and safety. So when you go big and make a bunch of big changes, that's when self-sabotage comes along. Your brain is not, no joke, literally working against you to go back to what is familiar. Now there's a part of the brain called the amygdala, which is where the fight or flight response lives. And that's kind of what's going on when we make big changes. But when we make small changes, I like to use the analogy. It's like kind of sneaking in past curfew when your dad's sleeping on the couch and you're like just super quiet and he didn't actually wake up. And you're like, oh, I nailed it. That's what small changes are doing. You're sneaking past the amygdala. You're not triggering that fight or flight. So your alarm bells in your brain are like, this is fine. We'll just hit the snooze alarm. Like, it's just a tiny change. It's not a big deal. And so that allows your brain to kind of acclimate to the change without freaking out, without working against you. And what really happens is over time, you begin to kind of change your identity as to who I am, the kind of person who, just as Corinne used to do, instead of eating the whole carton of ice cream, I eat ice cream from a bowl. That's doable.
Right.
I am the kind of person who can choose ice cream some days, not all days. It helps you change your identity a little bit at a time.
I love it. And I love that analogy. I love it. When it's doable, it doesn't feel restricted. And, you know, we come from a diet mentality where I think it's just normal for us to feel like that's how we should do things, right? And did you hear my word in there? Should. This is how I should diet. This is how I will lose weight. Like, this is what I should do. So I'm not going to make it doable. And yes, there is a, you can make it easy. You can make it challenging, right? Like a little bit of challenge is not a bad thing for you. But when it's too big, then suddenly it's not doable. It feels restricting.
Can I chime in about that, Dina?
Yes, please do.
So I love the idea of like, make it challenging, you know, as Corinne, I think I listened to when she was talking about the 1% level ups, like you want to be hopeful and doubtful and like a little bit uncertain at the same time, like not freaked out and not like, oh, this is so easy. Because so what I tell my clients is like, make a goal kind of on a spectrum. You've got your challenge goal. I want to walk 5 days this week. Okay, great. But that's if life goes perfectly. That's the way diets set us up for. Like, when your life goes perfectly, this is how you will eat.
When it's not raining outside.
Right.
And when I'm energetic and not tired. Yeah.
Yeah. My life goes perfectly about 3% of the time. Right. And, you know, we need to pivot, as MJ will say, we'll pivot like a motherfucker. So make a goal for what you're striving for, but also, like, on the other end of the spectrum, have a goal for, like, when life did not go according to plan, I'm still going to be proud of myself because I at least did X. I at least did something. So, like, if my goal is to walk 5 days a week for 30 minutes, on the days when life did not go to plan, I can be like, I'll at least be happy that I walked to the mailbox. I'll at least be happy that I had a vegetable with dinner. I'll at least I stood up and sat down from my chair 5 times.
Yeah.
Give yourself, again, that chance to feel progress of like, I'm still winning a little bit.
But yeah.
Don't set yourself up for failure by saying like, my life has to go perfectly for me to win. Like, give yourself some wiggle room.
And again, it's because you want to show your mind like, this is good. This is not bad. Because if you constantly look at like, oh, I can't have this, I can't have that, it's like, okay, then why am I doing this? You know,
right.
Like, we're building the life that we want, not the life that we don't want. Right. So think that way. And I think when you make it doable, it also allows expansive thinking. And I am all about the expansive thinking. I joined No BS because of the expansive thinking. I had been on so many diets that told me that Dina, born and raised in Hawaii with Mexican parents who ate food that you cannot find points for. Like, I'm sorry. Like, my mom's chile rellenos. No, you got to do high math, right? Like, to figure out how many points are in my mom's chile rellenos, A, because she doesn't use recipe. And then B, you have to like, okay, calorie servings. Oh my gosh. Right. All of that. And so when I heard like, wow, yeah, that's the kind of life I want. I want a bigger life. I don't want a restrictive, smaller life. And just like Coach Lizzie said, you know, think about why you want to lose weight. I want a bigger life, right? I want to feel more. I want to do more. So practice what you can do, what you can have, and don't think of only level ups as stuff that you have to take away, right? Like, hear me when I say this, like, there's a lot of great ideas. Like, I'm going to, you know, my 1% is I'm going to use a smaller plate. My 1% is going to be, you know, restricting. Those are great, right? Especially if you think about them, you know, like that, when you use a smaller plate, it looks like you have more. That's expansive thinking. I'm not saying that the idea is bad. Check your mentality of how you're thinking about your level up. Always look at what you're getting, because this is what we want. We want to curate the life that we want. So what could be a level up instead of like, because our brain, our automatic thinking is going to be restrictive. So like, what can I add is what I always ask, right? Not what can I take away? Like, can I add a vegetable? Can I add a fruit? Can I add fresh cut flowers? Can I add a walk? Can I add half an hour of TV watching? Like, can I add like doing nothing instead of doing something? Like, think of what you can add that you will look forward to. That's always like a great message for me. Like, I am all about how do I add more enjoyment? And I think you've heard me talk about like, when I go out to eat, I create ease by not thinking about like, oh my gosh, there's going to be chips, there's going to be bread, how will I do it? This is so restricting. No, I incorporate like my 5 senses. That's when I activate them. I'm like, I'm going to be sure that I activate all my 5 senses when I go out to eat. What am I seeing? You know, like, enjoy it. What am I hearing? Is there live music? Is, you know, but what am I feeling? You know, these chopsticks are fun. What am I tasting? What am I missing? A sense? There's 5 senses, but like, activate all 5 senses so that you can expand. Do you have thoughts on this too, Lizzie?
Yeah. What I really want to highlight in what you said was a 1% level up certainly can be an action and often is, but it's also a mental level up. So you talked about like a smaller plate. You could eat from a smaller plate and think like, oh, this is like, I'm eating less food. And that can feel restrictive.
Right.
Or you can shift your mindset towards, how is this helping me? How is this, you know, allowing me to lean into what does full actually feel like for me? What does enough actually feel like? You know, with your example of going out to dinner, you could go out to dinner and not have the bread or the whatever and feel restricted. Or you could go out to dinner and not have the bread and feel like, oh my goodness, like, listen to the music. This is so great.
Right.
So the same physical actions are happening, but your mindset has leveled up, you know, kind of like with me with wine, instead of like, I'm only allowed to have X amount. And instead of feeling like I wish it was easier, I'm leveling up my mindset towards, I want to work on getting stronger. It almost like, you know, kind of doing bicep curls for my mental resilience, that's a shift towards a 1% emotional level up.
And you're reminding yourself of your expansion, right? Like of what you are gaining, not what you are losing. So like, that's a great example. Yeah. Of that. We want to hear from you guys. Like, we have chanted enough. Like, if you guys want to come and join us up on stage, if you want to like share like an amazing idea, something that was toggled, something that was toggled while you did the worksheet during this week, or when you heard Corinne yesterday or tonight, you know, if you have a great idea, or if you want like, hey guys, wow, I got two coaches for the price of one. You know, I need some, I need a little look-see of my level up. Please use your raise hand emojis. If you look at the bottom of your Zoom screen, you'll see reactions and you can hit that and then hit raise hand. And then that'll show us that you want to come up here with us. We would love to hear from you, or else we're just going to keep chatting. And you know, we are chatty bitches. So, but Marianne has saved you all. She has her hand raised. So once Zoom quits being a jerk, I will.
We need 1% level up, mental level ups on Zoom.
Right? For sure.
I'm not sure what that would look like, but we'll work on that one.
I always think of the mental thought work that poor Corinne has to do with her yard people. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too. Oh my gosh. I made a commitment to my accountability partner at camp that I was going to get coached, and I'm petrified, but I love that all the coaching is like immediate coaching. Like, you don't have to write in because I don't have time to get nervous. I had no idea this call was even on. I am so excited and I'm not nervous.
Let's do it.
I'm really excited. I love that. I've been a member I'm an OG. And I've had some good progress. So I'm really, really happy with that. But I'm kind of at a place where I'm like, I need to get to the next step. So this is a perfect, the new assessment and the level ups is a great way to do that, I think. So
I love it. Yeah.
What's come out in my assessment, I've done it, I do it weekly, and obviously just 2 weeks now since it's just come out, but I have no idea what to do with my ones in the assessing and evaluating under, I implement when I learn from my discovery worksheet, and I push myself to come up with new solutions instead of writing the same thing all the time, because I do write the same thing all the time for 2.5 years. I've been writing the same thing, and I can tell you what that is. And then you can tell me what to do with it.
So let's take that one at a time. So the first one is coming up with new ideas.
I implement what I learn.
Implement what I learn. Okay.
Which I think is a little different than I push myself to come up with new ideas. So I would actually rather work on that. I write the same thing over and over.
Okay. So you write the same thing over and over for leveling up, or tell me what it is. No.
For like my reasons for overeats or my reasons for off plan eats. Sorry. Okay. So it's always, you know, I'm a great planner. I'm 100% planner, 100% assessor. Always have been. It's my personality. I make great plans and I'm pretty good. I have to admit I'm pretty good. But when I have an off plan eat or an overeat, my excuse is always, I deserve it. I've had a bad day. It's a long day. I'm tired. I deserve this. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know how to like reframe this into something I can do something with.
Lizzie, you are.
Thank you for bringing this up, Marianne. So when you do your discovery worksheets and the thought that comes up is, I deserve this. When you go through the four N's, what is your next best thought? Or are you looking for help with that?
Oh, I think that's where I'm looking for help.
Okay, cool. Okay, so a next best thought could be, you know, we're expecting your brain to say, I deserve this. Like, that's very normal. Of course, it's going to say that. And you get to have another voice in the room. What else do you deserve?
Yeah, I deserve to stick to my plan. I deserve to get to my goal. I deserve to rest. I've been around a long time. I know all the alternative answers. I just can't do them.
When you were saying, like, I deserve to stick to my plan, that's a very action-based, almost like, you know, check in the box type of thing. How do you want to feel?
You mean if I follow my plan?
Yes. Or, you know, in general, like, what's the end goal here? What are we looking to feel?
I am looking to feel successful. I love checking all my boxes. So at the end of the day, I do love it, checking all my little boxes on my habit tracker. And if I don't, you know, I can't be perfect, obviously, but I do have a little perfectionist thing I've been trying to work on as well. Okay. I want to feel, yeah, I think successful is what right comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. And so there are lots of different ways for you to feel successful. You could feel successful with planning a treat of some sort and feeling like, yeah, I know that I'm going to want this at the end of the day. And I like, happy weight is not only the weight that you feel good at in your body, but also the lifestyle you can enjoy. And so maybe the lifestyle you enjoy includes a treat. Maybe it doesn't. But so it's a question of, I deserve this. You know, I deserve a treat. Yes. And what else do I deserve? I deserve to show up for myself. I deserve to feel successful. And I also deserve to feel, to have a realistic conversation with myself about what is the lifestyle I actually want? And where is the balance between the weight I want and the lifestyle I want? And that's, there's only you can answer that question. Dina, what are your thoughts?
Oh.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I do plan snacks. And I've tried it both ways. Like, I've planned really shitty snacks so that I don't eat them. I've planned my favorite snacks. I think the problem with the planning, the snacking is, and I have been working a lot on kind of the closing down the kitchen thing. And I'm, you know, again, 65% successful, not 85 where I need to be probably. But if I plan a snack, I'm like, oh, check that box. I wrote a snack down. I get to have it. I deserve it because I wrote it down, even if I'm not hungry. So I want to plan a snack because I want to have it there if I need it and I like it, but I am not always hungry for it, but I deserve it because I put it there.
Is that's the part, right? And I think that's what Coach Lizzie was asking, like, what is the goal, right? Like, what is the goal here? And notice that, like, you have a conflicting goal. Like, you have, I'm going to plan a snack, but is the goal to eat? I think that's the reminder that you're forgetting, right? Like, I think I want to practice doable hunger. Cause is that correct? You want to practice?
Yes, because because that leads to success.
Or is that what you want to do? Like, that's exactly what, like, Coach Lizzie was trying to ask. Like, right now you have conflicting goals. It's like, I kind of want to do doable hunger, but I kind of like want to eat what I want. Right?
Well, that's pretty true. Yeah.
Right. And so your mind can hear that. And so that's why it's like conflict, right? Because when you hear, you know, I'm not hungry, but I deserve this. So there you go, right? Like, there's the clutch of the conflict. And so I think Coach Lizzie did a great job of like toggling you to remind you. And maybe that's where your work is, right? Like, I need to work on, what is my goal? Do I like this type of lifestyle? or do I want to work more on my doable hunger? Like, I eat when I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. I need to really solidify what goal I want. Because right now, when I say that I want to practice doable hunger, that voice, the very normal voice of, oh, but you deserve it, comes in. You're like, oh, yeah, that's true. Like, we forget the doable hunger goal, right? And so I think the level up is working on, like what Coach Lizzie said, working on really solidifying my goal. Like, what is my goal? What do I really want to do? Because when that comes up, you can remind yourself, like Coach Lizzie said, excuse me, my goal, a bitch got goals. And right now it's like, a bitch got two goals. Like, I got two conflicting goals. So my level up is really, ooh, this is great, right? This is an example of the two characteristics of level ups. I got to be really clear because right now I'm not being clear on a daily basis. So I need real clarity on what goal I'm working on here. Is it like enjoyment? I enjoy my life. Or is it I'm going to work on doable hunger and I'm going to practice eating when I'm hungry, stopping at enough.
Mm-hmm.
What comes up for you?
Well, I think that's perfect advice. And one thing I've tried to implement, and maybe this could be helpful for someone else too, and it works with some success, is I made a commitment to myself and I write it down every morning because I'm a great planner.
I love that you say that. That's awesome.
I am a great planner. It's a superpower.
I want to see arts for that because this is great.
I made a commitment to, because I'm bad at pausing before eating. So before that snack time comes, I made a commitment to put the timer on my watch and sit down with my journal and wait and write something before I have my snack. So, you know,
yeah,
I can override that pretty easily, but you know, sometimes it works.
I can almost feel like Coach Lizzie ticking too, because I ticked when I heard, like, you know, I'm a great planner and I'm really bad at pausing. It's like, wow, we are directing ourselves, right? Like, where do I go with that real solid fact of I'm really bad at pausing, right? Like, words matter. So there's another good area, right? Like, I'm practicing being, you know, I'm practicing pausing. That's what I'm doing. Not that I'm bad at it. I just, you know, I'm practicing it. Because sometimes I bet you do awesome, right? With the pause.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So it's like being clear, and you found your bottleneck, right? Like, I always talk to my clients. I'm like, let's find the bottleneck. Like, where is the problem? It's very common to think the problem is me. I'm like, I am the problem, right? It's like, right. Right now I'm going to work on the bottleneck, the problem here that's clogging my success. And it's like, yeah, I got to practice pausing. Like, that's where I'm going to put my focus on. I'm going to see, you know, how I can take steps, my little level ups. Right now I kill it at like 2 seconds. I can pause like a boss for 2 seconds. I'm going to work up, right? I'm going to work up to pausing and then really listening to my thoughts. And it's like, oh, there's that thought. I deserve it. Oof, this is, you know, the reason why I want to pause more is so that I can remind myself of my goal. That gives me the opportunity to remind myself, we're practicing doable hunger. Like, I'm not hungry.
Yeah, that's helpful. Yeah, please. Yeah.
One thing that also came up is, as we were talking about the concept of I deserve it, and I'm not necessarily saying this is definitely your experience, Marianne, but I know for myself, like, it's easy for me to say I deserve a treat, a cookie, whatever, but it's really hard for me to say I deserve a massage, like something I spend money on myself on, or like I deserve to rest and chill and have nobody need anything from me. Like, it's hard for me to allow and receive other kind of labels, other categories of I deserve X. And sometimes the challenge that we face, particularly as women, is allowing ourselves to receive that gift of I could spend money. I deserve to spend money on myself to get a massage or a pedicure or whatever it is. Or I deserve 10 quiet minutes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, B is definitely more the issue. I have no problem spending money on myself.
Okay, awesome.
I have no problem getting a massage. That's not a problem. But allowing myself to come home from work, sit in my chair, my non-eating chair, have a cup of tea. And I've been working on that too. And just take that time. Like, kids go away, husband goes away, animals go away. And, you know, that is extremely helpful. It's a little different in the, not different, but it's, it feels a little different in the evening time, closing the kitchen and the day is finally done, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the concept's the same for sure.
So let's share with us, you know, what's the action plan? What is the 1%? What are you going to work on? Like, you got two for the price of one. Your takeaways from what we chatted about right now. What will be your 1% that you feel like is going to be clear, is going to be doable for you this week to work on that?
I think it would probably be helpful. Like two prong, like I work 3 days a week. So when I come home from work, those 3 days a week, I really want to sit in my chair with my cup of tea and tell everyone to go screw off.
Tell everyone to screw off.
And my family's pretty good. I don't have little children, so they're pretty good. The animals are more irritating than the children mostly. So I'd like to commit to doing that. It'll have to be next week, 3 days next week. And then I think the whole stopping and journaling before having the snack or the treat at the end of the night, or, you know, later in the night, is really important. And I think doing the stopping and journaling is really, really helpful. So I could probably commit to doing that. I don't know what makes sense. Maybe the not nights, four nights a week, like the nights that I'm not sitting in my chair and drinking my tea. So then I get something every day.
Cool. How does that feel for you?
It feels pretty good. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you can even, you can work on that. Like, how will I make it? I love the worksheet because it's like, we have the column for the goal. We have the column for the 1% level up, which you identified by making it measurable and it feels doable for you. And mm-hmm. then how will I make it easy is like that third column. So, you know, working on like, how am I going to make this action step easy for me? And I think you had some things of like, I'm going to journal. That's what's going to make it easy for me. But think of things like, I'm going to set a reminder so I remember mm-hmm. to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share with my family or my accountability group so that I check in with them. That'll make it easy because that'll motivate me to do it. There's, you know, a lot of ways to make it easy. So, you know, I love that worksheet. Like, I really do, because it helps you. The other thing that I love about the worksheet is the assessment part. Like, we got a plan, we got our level up, we have identified how we're going to make it easy. That's the plan. It may or may not work. Assessment mm-hmm. is going to help you continue working on this, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like, well, that didn't work, screw that, right? Like, it's like, okay, now we get to assess, why didn't it work? What happened?
How so we're assessing the assessing.
I mean, yeah, that is, yeah. Like, if you look at the third page, you know, you have the plan, right? The habit, the level up, how easy. And then there's step four, right? Next week, after we've implemented the plan, then we're going to assess to see like how it all went down. So it's this, you know, yeah, I love this worksheet. I really do. If you listen to the calls, all of the coaches are like, we love this, because this is what we do with our clients, really. Like, we help them see the bottleneck, see the thing that they need to work on, see it, make the 1% level up, make it real doable, make it real clear. And then how do we make that easy? Like, what will get in my way, right? That's like mm-hmm. a coach question, right? And then we're going to see how it worked. It's not like that's the plan and I either pass or I fail. And then we're done if we fail, right? Go big or go home.
Right.
No, then we're going to like keep tweaking that sucker, because that's steps, right? Like, that's how we get to places.
I love it. Yeah, it's a really good. Oh, sorry.
I was just gonna say, I love how you say that. Like, I tell my clients, like, there's no way for you to mess this up. Like, we're gonna try something. It's a science experiment. You're gonna try it. If it works, great, keep it. If it doesn't work, great, that's useful data, tweak it. And it's nice that it runs. But like, everything is helping you.
Yeah.
The assessment's great. I think it's a huge improvement. And I think it's terrific.
Yeah. And I think Coach Ashley has the link to the Level Up Ideas from the team too. When you all read that, you'll see a lot of Coach Lizzie's ideas, which is why I was so happy to invite her up to be on the call, because there's a lot of great ideas. Thank you so much, Marianne, for coming.
Thank
was
you.
It scary?
No, I'm totally fine.
See?
I don't need to go have a drink because I was so nervous, which is what I normally would do. So this is like perfect.
And Marianne, seriously, thank you for coming up, because your questions have helped a whole lot of other people. So like, by you being brave, like, you've helped a bunch of other people. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's so
happy
nice to meet
here.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We have someone else who wants to come up. Jean, come on up. Join us. We're having a party up in here.
Not even singing yet.
There I am.
Jean, I love your shirt.
Yeah.
Was not planning on coming on tonight. I am having a problem with, I have got all the paperwork, all the stuff. I write down how many times I overeat, blah, blah, blah. But I just freak out at assessing. I mean, it's like I'm looking at it going, well, I only overate one time today. Does that mean the whole day is blown? Or it's just,
What's your answer to that? If you overate one time, is your whole day blown? That's a good question your brain's asking.
And then my brain's saying, yeah, you messed up today. You really blew it. And I was like, but I did three times. I only ate that, you know, or.
You know what's happening right there? It's like your automatic mind and your intentional mind are talking, because you're like, did I mess up? Your automatic mind is like, yeah, we messed up. But then your intentional mind is like, what? No, I did this, this, and this. That's all that's happening. Like, Jean, you're normal. But it's good to know, right? Like, it's good to know, because sometimes we're like, man, is this, you know, like that whole angel devil on my shoulder. And yeah, that's, I think that was, you know, people's way of explaining your automatic thinking and your intentional thinking. And automatic thinking, I like the word primal thinking. Like, we have that primal survival brain, just like my dog Roxy, right? Like, she has a primal brain. She sees food, she wants to eat. Like, that keeps her alive. She sees, you know, strangers at the door. She barks like a maniac, right? Like, because she is protecting her household, like, danger. She just lives with that primal instinctive survival brain. We share that brain. Like, we have that brain. It is in us as a human. As a human, we also have our intentional mind, right? So Roxy can't make goals. I mean, she kind of does. She's like, I'm going to eat every squirrel in the in the yard. But she can't really make, you know, doable, actionable goals. Humans do. We do. So that's all that's going on with, you know, with those two things. But, you know, you said, I have a really hard time with assessment. How do we make it easier? Like, is that what you want to coach on? Like,
yeah, I would like, I'm stuck. I mean, at camp, I was telling the ladies that I was with, I was like, I'm stuck on the assessment. I said, I write everything down. I journal. I do my 24-hour plan, da, da, da. And they're like, well, they showed the thing. They said, well, Jean, you know, this sheet here.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, you need to do this. And I was like, going, I need to do what? I'm like, just going. And we did it that day. But now I look at it going, wait a second. Did I overeat anything? Or, you know, did I make my 24-hour plan? And I was like, a lot of times my 24-hour plan is written down on a piece of paper going, I'm going to have this, this, and this. And then I put it in my other paper, because I like to write down, like, when I'm hungry. What are my I want to say symptoms, but that's not the right word.
Your hunger cues? Yeah.
Hungry, or my stomach's upset, or man, I was really growling today, or because sometimes I know I'm in a where I did not think I was an emotional eater till I joined No BS.
Yeah, me too.
Now I'm like, oh, is that, am I doing an emotional need? Does, you know, and then I have, then I write, is it a habit? Is it because I'm hungry? Or is it just because, you know, I forgot my last H, my paperwork's other, well, elsewhere. So it's like, okay, so I'm just trying to, because I want to do a level up, but I need to know where I'm at to make sure that I made my level up. But I'm kind of feeling like, because I'm not real good, I'm not understanding the assessment kind of sort of thing. Or maybe because I'm, my primal brain's going, no, we don't want to do this. I don't.
Right. And why don't we want to do this? That's a great question. Like, why don't we want to do this? Because if you did it, you would understand where, like I always say, where the bottleneck is, right? Like, you're where's right. the problem? Like, if I want to unclog a drain, I use this analogy a lot. This is why you keep hearing bottleneck. Like, plumbers, that's what they do, right? This is like my, if you're in listening to the podcast, I'm like holding up my pen and pretending that it's a, you know, a pipe, and I'm squeezing the middle, like, there's the bottleneck. And it won't, it's clogged, right? The plumber right. doesn't come and like take off, you know, you're all the sink. It like, it has joints. It's like, oh, there's the bottleneck. It's right there. So I need to identify where it is so that I take that portion of the pipe out to unclog it, right? That's what assessment is, right? Like, we're trying to, that's part of assessment. Like, we're trying to find where we can work on, and then we can work, we can look like, ooh, this is good. This is good. Here's where we can work on, right? We're going to find the bottleneck. And what you showed up on the screen was your habit tracker. That's just your whole pipe, right? Like, that's just showing you data. Like, that's just showing you stuff. And then when you see, like, oh wow, I can tell that here's my bottleneck, right? Like, here is where I can work on, because this I'm doing awesome, mariachi, right? Like, yay, this I'm doing great, but this is where I want to focus on. I love this worksheet. Like, if you've looked at the worksheet that we're talking about tonight, it does a great job of, like, right? You can, it can, it's very easy to just feel like, I have to work on everything, and parentheses, I probably suck at everything. Here, with like, we're going to do, we're going in it. We're going to do one, two, or three. Am I a one? Am I a two? Or am I three? And then, you know, it does like step by step. Page two, I'm going to write down all my ones, and then I'm going to list them from easy to hard. And then the first three, that's what I'm going to work on. This is why I love this worksheet. It's like, it shows you, yeah, it shows you exactly how to assess. And, you know, you're like, I don't know how to assess. Well, you showed me that filled out worksheet. So what are your top three? Yeah, that's awesome. Like, that is awesome.
Assess my 24-hour plan.
Is the number one? Yeah. Is that, but is that the easiest? Like, it sounds like that's like really hard. Okay. So what is the easiest thing? Like, from your ones, what is the easiest?
The four N's. I'll show you. I have my little.
Go. We are just answering questions left and right. Oh, what's that?
So I sit here and I'm going, what N am I on? And I wrote. My next level up is I'm going to try writing them down, because I do it mentally going,
oh yeah.
Yeah. I notice I'm not assessing, normalize. It's, and like you said, it's normal for us not to want to do it. Right.
Yeah.
So neutralize it. It's just data. It's yeah. And what's my next best thought? The data is going to give me where I'm plugged up.
Yeah.
Right. Can I give you an example, Gene?
I'm sorry.
I said, do you mind if I give you an example?
Sure, please.
I don't mind either.
So when you're first asking, you're like, you know, I did great most of the day, but like this one meal, I wasn't sure if I stopped a dual hunger, do I get the check mark or not? And so my example is, so my father-in-law, my mother-in-law are, their birthdays are 2 weeks apart, and it was like just recently. And so like one Friday we had them over for his birthday, and 2 weeks later on a Friday we had them over for her birthday. And both of those days I did not get the check mark at all. And so, you can look at it as like, do I get the A plus or do I get the F? Like, you know, it's black or white. But the purpose of the assessment is to say, okay, it's now Saturday morning. I overate and maybe overdrank a little. But what was going on? It's an opportunity. So every off plan, every like, you know, not checking the box, it's not an F, it's an opportunity. It's like, let's get curious. And so what I was able to discover is like, my in-laws are amazing people and they stress me out a little. And wait, correction, my thoughts about my in-laws stress me out a little. Nevertheless, by reflecting on that, I was able to recognize, okay, so now moving forward, this assessment is really helping me because I can know the next time we have them over, I can plan, I'm going to have a snack around 3 o'clock. I'm going to have lots of water. I'm going to examine my thoughts for and the hell out of that thing so that I can be calm and not feel the need to overeat and numb myself while they're here. So like the assessment is not an A plus or an F. It's a great opportunity to be like, gosh, what was going on? What can I learn about myself so that I can be more prepared in the future?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Like, and I think Corinne mentioned that in her call, like ones are not the opportunity to call myself names, right? Like, oh my gosh, look at me. Ones are like opportunities. That's like, I got half the work done, right? Like I know where I can work on. So that's, you know, assessment. So yeah, looking at the full opportunity of being curious, and it helps us to, like, this worksheet helps you how to do exactly that. Like, step four is your answer, Jean. Like, this is how we assess. Step four is, and you can use this for your 24-hour plan. Like, how did last week go, right? Do I feel good about adding? If I'm adding, what is it? How can I make it easy? If I'm trying again with last week's level ups, what do I need to tweak? And if you notice, we used to talk about the traffic signal, red, yellow, green. We always look at like, what do I got to quit doing, right? What do I need to restrict? What am I doing wrong so that I can be better? And then we don't want to do it because that makes us feel awful, right? Or we invite that type of mentality. But assessment is also, what did I do right? What can I continue doing? Assessment is also, what can I add in? How can I make things clearer and more doable, right? Is like the theme of this call. That's part of working with level ups. It's just that curiosity piece, like Coach Lizzie said. Is that helpful?
Right. Well, I loved when you said earlier, what do I get to add instead of, you know, like when you said you're doing a level up instead of taking it away? I was like, yeah, what do I get to add? I get to add a vegetable. I get to add a, you know, another. Or I get to, instead of, oh my gosh, I got to level up to drink it, you know? So right. A lot of your attitude towards it going, you know?
Yeah. So, cause that's what our goal is, right? To have a better life, not to have like a harder. Yeah. Yeah. So going forward, can you use that? Like, you know, that, like what Coach Lizzie suggested and like that traffic light analogy. Like, get curious, right? And you hear that in the membership a lot. Like, let's not bring judgment in. Like, this is an opportunity to invite that scientist mindset. Like, wow, what is this telling me? Assessment is like, huh, it's that whole worksheet. Like, what happened? Like, that's interesting. Wonder what happened.
Because you don't think, oh, you know, all the time, or I do that every time, or man, I have no time, or whatever. And you're looking at it going, oh my gosh, I did this or I did that. And you're like, that was so, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess I just got to get over the why am I afraid to it, of doing it? And it's like, instead of being afraid of it, thinking, you know, it's an opportunity. It's a challenge. It's great time to bring on your lab jacket and figure this out.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm so glad that you heard that part. Cause yes. That is exactly what assessment is. It is not a, like, you know, discovery worksheets and assessments. They're not demerits, right? It's not like the merit sheet. It's the discovery. What am I going to learn? What am I seeing? What is my opportunity, right? that's what a discovery. I'm discovering, not how I suck, right? I'm discovering like many things. Like I'm discovering what I could add in. I'm discovering what I did right. I'm discovering what I was thinking, right? I'm discovering. I'm not, you know, punishing. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I got to stop. It's like, I sometimes find, I'm like, you're not fucking doing that. It's like, no, it's okay. We're learning. We're doing this.
Yes.
Yes.
If we invite that more, man, like life would be easier, right? Like if we, you know, recognize those automatic thoughts, because it's not like we can stop those thoughts. They will keep coming, but we can be on the alert. Like, oh, I see you. Yeah. I hear you. But remember, that's my primal thought, right? But my intentional is like, no, I'm going to practice being nice, right? I'm going to practice being nice to myself. And I'm going to practice living generously with myself. I love that shirt. Like, I really love your shirt.
It's not on the back, but okay.
Oh, I don't know what's in the back. Okay.
investment thing. So yeah. We're investing ourselves. Okay.
I like that they put that in the front. Like, good for them. It's so nice to meet you, Jean. Thank you for raising your hand and coming up.
Oh, well, thank you. No.
What did you say?
I got to go assess.
Yes. And it's going to be fun because we're going to get curious, right? It's not going to be a judgment thing. Yeah. Look, you're getting lots of thumbs and like hearts. So thank you,
Jean. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Man, we're like even a little overtime because we were having way too much fun.
I know. As soon as you invited me on this call, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to have the best time.
Of course, the best time. Yes. I always get like really, really excited about calls and sharing time with you all and sharing time with my team members. Thank you, Coach Lizzie. You were such a great addition to the call. Definitely a level up. Thank you, Coach Ashley. You were definitely a level up to this call, rocking it in the Q&A and in the chat. Thank you, members, for showing up with your, you know, big energy and big joy and all of that. Like, it is amazing to be part of No BS. I want to tell you about camp. It's, help me, Lizzie. It's
November 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Oh, thank God you know the dates. Yes. Right on. And the theme is think it, ink it, shrink it. Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of people in the membership are like, oh my gosh, it's the journaling camp. Eek. Right. It's like, no, it's think it, ink it, shrink it. So we're really focusing on our thoughts, right? And in each of the callers today, we noticed that it's not really the level up that's the problem. A lot of times it's like our thinking around it, right? And that can be leveled up. So this camp is all about that. Like, how are we going to level up our thinking, right? And it's going to be great. The information of how to sign up and when to sign up is going to be in the Sunday's newsletter. And I believe it will open on Monday, but you'll get to read more about it in the newsletter. And so you can check it out there. And there's going to be a call on Saturday. I believe it's for a subgroup. Check your training calendar. And if you went to camp, there's also some special calls for you all too, tomorrow night with Dr. Sonia Wright. And then there's a camp call on Saturday with MJ. Camp is awesome. It's not just that weekend. Like this Friday, we're going to have an extra call for people who went to camp. And on Saturday, we're going to have a call for people who went to camp. Like it just keeps on going. It's not just that event. So if you missed the last one, you're going to have an opportunity to have another amazing camp coming up. So really think about like, shouldn't I? Hello. Yes, you should. That's my level up thought. Thank you so much for joining in. Lizzie, you want to give us some last words and encouragement and love?
I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm getting some call outs to sing in the chat. And tell you what, we'll save that for camp. So there's an extra incentive to come to camp. Maybe. I don't know. I couldn't sleep.
Or you all can go look at the replay too in the Facebook group. Like you do not want to miss that. Like you don't. I I loved it so much. I really did. I hope you all enjoyed our lives too, because yeah, we're trying. Well, us coaches, we're trying with the live thing. But anyway, thank you all. Have a good night. I hope you guys learned lots, and I hope you are really encouraged to do that worksheet, because it's pretty amazing. Anyway, good night.